last few weeks and few months have been like for you with anxiety and anticipation, knowing that you wanted to be here, but still there was this business aspect that you taken care of?
Yeah, just trying to keep myself in shape, keep myself working, and, you know, not being around, knowing it's a new scheme, and just trying to, you know, go off with the notes I already had and things like that to just keep myself up and ready. So,
how often did you work out, and how good a shape do you feel like you're in right now?
I worked out a lot. I'm in great shape, but it's a difference from, you know, running around and then actually being on the football field. So, just going day by day here and just seeing how I feel as the week go on. So,
did you stay mostly at the University of Pittsburgh?
Yep.
Yep. What did it feel like today?
It felt good. You know, I wasn't tired at all, but we ain't put the pads on yet, so I'm going to see tomorrow.
Do you feel like by staying away you achieved what you hope to?
You know, just trying to, you know, handle the business side of things, but at the same time, you know, it was a decision I made and my family and the guys that was helping me around me. So, you know, my main focus is I'm back now and just doing what I got to do. So.
Aaron, I know contract negotiations can be like a roller coaster ride sometimes. Was there ever a point where you felt like it was close to happening, or is it just not?
You know, I'm letting my agents handle that side of things, the business side of things, and my main thing is just football. So,
but from your side, wasn't there a level of frustration that would go up and down periodically?
Well, I love football, so being away from it is definitely was tough. But like I said, it was a decision I made to do. But you know, the way I chose to handle it is the way I chose to handle it, and you know, I'm here now. So. I'm going to let my agents handle that and just do football, and we're going to see. So.
What was it that ultimately led you to come back after?
You know, a lot of things, and you know, just chose to come back. So.
Do you feel like eventually something will work out, though? Do you have confidence that both of you guys are going to be able to hammer something out?
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, but do you feel that? Are you?
I hope so. I feel like it's a business, so. Business is business, so. No, just something that I sat down and talked to my family and my agents about, and a decision we chose to make. So,
if you don't get a deal done, Aaron, are you prepared to sit out again next year, training, off-season workouts, and training camp? And will you do this again if there's no deal done?
I'm just thinking about now. So, like I said, I'm here now, and I'm back on the football field. So,
Aaron, athletes have a great ability sometimes to put things, the business side over here and the football side over here.
Anytime you're around your guys again, you know, they're going to pick me up. But you would like for things to get done. But, you know, like I said, I'm going to let my guys handle that side of the things, and I'm going to handle the football side of things. So.
As far as the football side of things are concerned, how much do you anticipate to play on Sunday?
Depends how this week go. You know, today I felt good, and we're going to see tomorrow wearing the pads, and just going day by day right now. So. They dominated. They did great. You know, they dominated. That's all you can say. They did what they're supposed to do. So.
What was it like being around your teammates when you got back? What kind of vibe did you sense from them?
Good. Just a lot of love. You know, happy to be back. Happy for them to have me here. And you know, they understand the business side of things, but they were just glad I was back. So.
Do you have any concern, period, about playing Sunday, or are you good to go?
Day by day. I'm just going day by day right now. We're going to see what happens. So.
Aaron, I think the question a lot of people had when we showed up on Saturday was, if he was going to show up before week one, why not show up early enough so that he could play in week one? How did you weigh that in your mind?
Like I said, it was just a decision that when I was talking to my agents and talking to my family, it just happened how it happened. It wasn't something I chose. It was just more like, it wasn't a certain date we were shooting for. It just happened. So. Yeah, it's pretty much everything when I was here in veteran minicamp, the same thing. So I feel like I'm not behind in anything as far as knowing the plays. I might mess up here and there, but when we was out there today, I felt pretty solid and, you know, knowing all the checks and everything that was going on. So.
Eric, I made a point to come visit you face-to-face a couple of weeks ago. How important was that, and what did that mean to you that you took the time to come out there and talk about that?
Yeah, just to know that, you know, just to sit down with my guys. I wasn't there, but, you know, just knowing that he went out there to, just trying to get things fixed and trying to find ways, you know, from the football side of things to get me back. So, you know, he's been on my side a lot and trying to get this thing done. So, you know, I feel like a confidence that, you know, he's turning this organization around for the best. So, like I said, just trying to get things done so I can be a part of it.
Some of your teammates have said, you know, they expected you to come back in great shape, but there's a difference between being in great shape and being in football shape.
Yeah.
It can take some time to get used to those hits. Do you feel that way, or do you feel like you can kind of slide right in?
Like I said, we're going to go day by day, but, you know, I feel like I feel pretty good. But we're going to see. I'm going to see tomorrow when we actually in football pads and I'm actually running around hitting. But, you know, we're going to see.
Aaron, what's your sentiment towards the front office right now? Because people from the outside would see the situation and feel like there's some animosity there. Do you feel like that's the case?
It's just business. That's all.